You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It has been far too long since we did a 2 for Thursday episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. So today, 2 for Thursday returns by looking at two NFL teams that selected three Big Ten players in the 2021 NFL draft. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, May 6th, and today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com and tell them the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. The only thing better than the jingle on a Thursday is a 2 for Thursday. And we begin this episode by looking at two NFL teams that selected three Big Ten players in the 2021 NFL draft. We start first with Cody Rourke, the host of Locked On Broncos, to take a look at the three Big Ten talents that the Denver Broncos selected in this past weekend's draft. Cody, great to have you on the podcast. I ask you first, before we dive into the players the Broncos selected out of the Big Ten Conference, what did you make of my singing voice as you heard me sing the Rock Auto jingle?
I hope they give you a royalty check, my man. That was good. That was good.
I try my best. You know, I give them all I have each and every day. So Cody starts us off here on 2 for Thursday, looking at the Broncos players that were selected out of the Big Ten Conference. Then we will look at the Los Angeles Chargers, who's also selected three Big Ten talents, with the host of Locked On Chargers, Daniel Wade, later in the show. But Cody, we start with the Broncos. And in my mind, I think they got some of the best value out of the Big Ten Conference across the three selections that they made. Some of my favorite draft picks in the entirety of the NFL draft. Yes, I am biased as Big Ten Ben, but I think some great value and tremendous upside in the Broncos selections. Let's start with the first pick the Broncos made, the final pick of the third round, the Ohio State linebacker in Baron Browning. What did you make of that selection for Denver?
Well, it's an interesting pick for the Broncos because they were looking at different options, and Baron Browning has got this hybrid ability to him to play edge. He can play inside backer. I see him in Denver more than likely fulfilling the inside backer role. The Broncos, they needed some depth there. They need a guy that has some speed and athleticism, probably some elite athleticism. We saw in the Super Bowl, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had two inside linebackers that were athletic and versatile. Baron Browning can be that guy for the Broncos alongside Justin Stern out of Wake Forest, who they had last year. And it could be a good compliment to guys like Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell. So Browning's going to come into training camp. He's going to learn both edge and inside backer for the Broncos. Vic Fangio likes his guys to know a little bit of both. But for the Broncos to get him at that point, I feel like that's a really good value. I think it was a steal in terms of his positioning and where they got him.
Before the 2021 NFL draft, Baron Browning was a name that I highlighted that I thought was going to be a day two selection, most likely in the second round, that I thought had first round talent. And I think he transitions well to that inside position in the NFL, one of the more versatile athletic players coming out of Ohio State. They had him more on the outside for the Buckeyes, but I think he can make that transition. So where do you see Baron Browning fitting in that Vic Fangio system, obviously the defensive-minded head coach of the Denver Broncos?
I have to envision it's going to be in the dime package or even sometimes in the nickel. He might be that coverage linebacker because the Broncos, they play in a division in the AFC West where there's a lot of spread them out. There's a lot of 3-by-1 empty formations going against the Chiefs, the Raiders, and even the Chargers. They're going to expand their offense a little bit more in terms of a throwing style of attack there. Denver has to have the guys to do it. Now, I think they have the secondary to do it, but then when you account for the skill players on the outside, you have to account for tight ends on the inline. You have to account for running backs out of the backfield. Browning's going to be that type of guy for the Broncos. Will he be the guy that is in that role? I mean, he's going to have competition. He's not just going to come in and have it handed to him. He's going to have to compete against Justin Sternate, who missed all of last season as a rookie. He's a guy that the Broncos are very high on, but this is one of George Payton's guys that fits the mold of what Vic Fangio wants to do defensively. But yes, I mean, all eyes on training camp are going to be on Baron Browning.
And it just dawned on me, by the way, that this 2 for Thursday episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast is solely focused on the AFC West. So there you go. 2 for Thursday about the AFC West, first with the Broncos and then the Los Angeles Chargers coming up in a little bit. The second selection the Denver Broncos made out of the Big Ten Conference, in my mind, is one of the biggest steals in the NFL draft when you look at the upside and value of where it fell in this 2021 NFL draft, and that being the safety out of Indiana in Jamar Johnson, fifth round selection, number 164 overall. What did you make of that pick, Cody, when you saw it come down on Saturday?
Well, Jamar Johnson, he's a ball hawk. And when you look at the Broncos statistically, the last couple of seasons, they have really struggled with generating takeaways. And obviously Johnson, he's accustomed to it. He even had some plays against Justin Fields, who Broncos fans were clamoring for this offseason, especially when he was available at pick number 9. Devin went Pat Surtain. But, I think for Jamar Johnson, he's going to be in a safety room that has Justin Simmons. You've got Kareem Jackson there for another year. Can he play that hybrid strong safety role? That's going to be a big question because Justin Simmons, he's locked up. But I've always been a big proponent of saying on the Lockdown Broncos podcast, if any injury were to happen to Justin Simmons or if it were to happen to Kareem Jackson, I was really worried about the depth behind them. And if these guys could come in and learn the system and maybe not be thrown to the fire right away, I think they'll benefit. You just have to hope that the guys in front of them stay healthy, which for the last couple of years, Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson, they've both been able to do that.
Jamar Johnson, 4 interceptions in only 8 games this past 2020 Big Ten football season. So like Cody mentioned, a ball hawk to his core. The final selection the Denver Broncos made in the 2021 NFL draft out of the Big Ten Conference, their second guy out of Ohio State, the edge rusher in Jonathan Cooper, a 7th round pick. Do you think he can find himself on the 53-man roster for the Denver Broncos when all is said and done?
I absolutely think he can. And for some reason, I think the Broncos, Vic Fangio, he loves these Ohio State guys. I mean, a couple of years ago, let's not forget, Draymond Jones was the selection for Denver in the 3rd round. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, was the steal of that draft class for them. And he's going to be the expected starter this year. So obviously for a guy like Cooper coming in, he might be a depth option behind Draymond Jones. He might be one of those guys that plays his way there. The Broncos right now, they have Shelby Harris. They have Draymond Jones. They also had Deshaun Williams. But that's not enough depth there. So I think Jonathan Cooper, one thing I've noticed from him on film, he plays edge discipline really well. He squeezes, he punches the outside tackle, the shoulder. He squeezes it downhill line depth. And if the play comes to the outside, he does a good job of taking an angle of tracking it, forcing the guy wider. So Cooper, in my opinion, he might be a guy that Coach Bill Kolar really loves to watch. And he's going to have his work cut out for him in training camp. But I think it'll be a good experience for him. And I think the value, even though he's a 7th round pick, he's a pretty dang good player for a 7th round pick.
And I don't know if you saw any of the hype videos out of Ohio State this past year, but Jonathan Cooper, one of the most vocal leaders in that Ohio State locker room. A lot was made of Justin Fields, and rightfully so, for really starting the "we want to play" movement in the Big Ten Conference. Jonathan Cooper was right by his side, his teammate at Ohio State. So I think he adds great leadership value to that Denver Broncos team as well. And I'm not sure you saw the video as well afterward, but all the kids on Jonathan Cooper's street coming to congratulate him after being selected in the NFL draft. That a great moment. That's what the NFL draft is all about. Did you see that video, Cody?
I did, and it goes to show that the Broncos in this draft process in the last couple of years, they've really focused on guys who have leadership, as you mentioned, and also high character qualities. When you look at the Broncos, they got Justin Simmons, who's their 2-time Walter Payton Man of the Year. When you look at Jonathan Cooper, the fact that there's all these little kids that look up to him that came to congratulate him, I think it speaks volumes to his character, who he is, and how respected he is, and is somebody that kids can look up to. So I became a fan of him just because of that. I know what it's like to work with youth, and I know how important it is that youth have role models, and Cooper is that role model for some of these kids. And like, it's an exciting moment, but it just goes to show the whole neighborhood is supportive of him. And now he's going to have a chance to come in and work his way into the NFL lineup.
So on a 2 for Thursday, we're talking to 2 different hosts across the Locked On Podcast Network about their NFL organizations and how they went to the talent-rich pool of the Big Ten Conference to find the best pieces now for their football teams. If you follow my drift here, what are the best pieces for your car or truck? You can find those not in the 2021 NFL Draft, but with the convenient self-service at rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. You don't have to leave your couch, you don't have to leave your apartment, your house, whatever it may be. You don't need to go into a store. You can find everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to you. And best of all, at rockauto.com, the prices are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? You'll never have to do that at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there, write Locked On. That's LOCKED space O-N. LOCKED space O-N in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. The first time we've had a 2 for Thursday in quite some time, and that means 2 jingles from the Rock Auto jingle on a 2 for Thursday. Ooh, I love it. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. RockAuto.com. So you can consider this the AFC West 2 for Thursday as we look back at the 2021 NFL draft and look around the NFL to see where the Big Ten's best now finds themselves at the next level. We continue our conversation with Locked On Broncos' Cody Rourke. And when Jonathan Cooper lines up inside the white lines, he puts on the eye black all across the face. He is tenacious. So I think he will be a great pick for the Denver Broncos as well. So three selections out of the Big Ten Conference, Cody, all of them on the defensive side of the ball. Was that an area of focus for the Denver Broncos in this draft?
It was, because last year Denver really beefed up their offensive side. They addressed offensive depth with young guys. They added Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler last year. So this was the year that they were going to focus on defense, and they went all in. They needed cornerback depth. They needed linebacker depth. They needed safety depth, and they addressed all those positions.
KJ Hamler, also a selection out of the Big Ten Conference coming from Penn State. Cody Rourke, the host of Locked On Broncos, breaking it down in the way that he adds each and every time. Expertise and insight on how those Big Ten stars of yesteryear now look to contribute at the next level for the Denver Broncos. Cody, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
And now our second guest on this 2 for Thursday to talk about the three Big Ten players the Los Angeles Chargers selected is the host of Locked On Chargers, Daniel Wade. Joining us here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, the Chargers going with three Big Ten talent now on the roster for the Chargers, a couple of offensive linemen, one very impactful, and one on the defensive side of the ball. So Daniel Wade, a pleasure to have you here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
Happy to be here, Ben, and definitely happy, you know, with the Big Ten being represented now on the Chargers. I mean, I think all three guys, you know, could have a role pretty early on for them. So it's very exciting.
And that first overall pick for the LA Chargers at number 13 overall, which I think was great value and who has tremendous upside, the offensive lineman out of Northwestern in Rashawn Slater. How would you grade that pick, Daniel Wade?
A plus. I mean, home run. I think what also factors into it is just the fact that you stayed put. You didn't have to mortgage the future to go get the guy. And I mean, it's just not often in the first round that you can legitimately say, hey, we feel like we're getting the best talent available and also getting your biggest need. And I think for the Chargers' first two picks, there's an argument for it. I mean, even with Asante Samuel Jr., but with Rashawn Slater specifically, I mean, he was just never supposed to be there, right? I mean, Chargers fans were just like, Bengals, please take Ja'Marr Chase. Like, don't start the offensive lineman run early and take Penei Sewell there and then, you know, have him have to make it eight more picks until the Chargers select at 13. I mean, for them to go into this knowing that was their number one need and to come away with Rashawn Slater, who, I mean, some people think is the best offensive tackle in this draft class, and for me at least is the most technically refined offensive lineman in this draft class. I mean, I literally don't think they could have asked for a better situation to fall into their lap.
One of the biggest pros about Rashawn Slater in this pre-draft process was his versatility and flexibility along that offensive line. And you would expect any first-round talent selected in the top 15 picks to probably be a day-one starter. But I ask, where do you think he will slot himself on that Chargers offensive line?
I mean, it's easy. They have a big hole at left tackle. I think he's going to get the first crack at the job. I mean, the Chargers a couple of years ago took Trey Pipkins as a developmental piece in the third round, while Russell Okung was going to be the starter. That didn't work out for them. And now they left themselves with, you know, Sam Tevy leaving for the Colts, them trading Russell Okung last year. The biggest hole on their roster right now is left tackle. Although someone like Matt Filer, who they brought in from the Steelers, has some tackle flexibility, right? I mean, they could technically kick him out there. He's much better at guard. And Rashawn Slater, even with the shorter arm length, I mean, I don't have any, you know, qualms about him going out there and getting the first shot at left tackle. I mean, I think he honestly takes the job and runs with it. I mean, I think the talent disparity between him and the next guy just coming in, you know, as technically refined, as good as he was in, you know, the Big Ten, especially when you get to see him go up against guys like AJ Epenesa and Chase Young and all of those guys. I mean, you've seen him do it against guys that have had success in the league already at this point. So for the Chargers, even though, I mean, I do think he could kick inside and be, you know, Pro Bowl guard, I think the obvious spot for him to slot in and the place that he'll be week one when the Chargers open things up is their starting left tackle and hopefully their franchise left tackle for the next 10 years.
And if there are a bunch of Chargers fans now listening to this episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast and you want to delight yourself on this Thursday, go to YouTube, type in Chase Young versus Rashawn Slater, the game from 2019 between Northwestern and Ohio State. You're going to absolutely love what you see. And I think, Daniel, one thing we can all agree on, Rashawn Slater's suit on draft night in Cleveland, Ohio was looking prime. I love the pattern. I love the coloring of it. It had the baby blue in it. So I think he was looking good, maybe sending a signal to the LA Chargers that, hey, come get me if I'm still available. And that they certainly did.
Yeah, they definitely did.
And the fifth round selection that the Chargers made, another offensive tackle, this time out of Nebraska, and Brendan Hymus, a guy that I covered when I was working in Omaha and covering the Huskers on a daily basis. What'd you make of that pick in the fifth round to get Hymus?
I mean, it definitely makes sense to double down on the offensive line for the Chargers. I mean, depth has been a huge issue there. Brian Bulaga was a prized free agent acquisition in 2020, but he ended up only playing about 40% of the offensive snaps for the Chargers. So that's an issue. And when you've had a systemically bad offensive line, it doesn't get fixed with just a Rashawn Slater, right? I mean, it's building for the future, continuing to add talent to the position. And I know that I was surprised the guy fell there. I mean, and especially after going back and watching him, and obviously I think the durability is a huge part of it. 40 consecutive starts in the Big Ten is nothing to sneeze about, right? I mean, that's super, super impressive, especially starting there as a true freshman, having to burn his red shirt and all those things, and more tackle guard flexibility. I mean, he has a guy that's under 33-inch arms, so the move to inside, you know, at guard would make a lot of sense at the next level, especially since, you know, a guy who weighed in at under 300 pounds. I mean, you're not necessarily thinking that he has the body for to be a guard at this point to just drive people off of the line of scrimmage, but the Chargers needed depth at both of those positions. You needed guys at tackle that could potentially develop and start for you down the road. Brian Bulaga's contract could be up after this season. That's where all the money is for them, so they needed to continue to invest there. And this is another guy that you think, hey, this guy might not only help us on the outside, but he could be a guy that has guard tackle flexibility. So we might have just beefed up the depth for the Chargers offensive line in more than one position, getting both potentially a guard and a tackle.
And that was a key for the Chargers, I would assume, trying to protect their biggest asset, and that being Justin Herbert, of course, the first round selection and the NFL Rookie of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, on the offensive side of the ball, right? In 2020 as well.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the key. Got to protect your guy. Got to protect that quarterback. I know Rashawn was asked about it on draft night. He said he's ready for it. He's ready to take on that challenge. If Cody Rourke or Daniel Wade are slightly swaying you right now on what the prospects might be for either the Denver Broncos or the LA Chargers based on adding up all of this Big Ten talent, then you might want to start laying some wagers and looking ahead to the NFL season on BetOnline. They have divisional odds, conference odds, Super Bowl odds already out there looking ahead to the 2021 NFL campaign. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. If you're not focusing on the NFL right now, baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action as well. Before the next pitch, make sure to head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device to check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Speaking of sign-up bonuses, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. And when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is a sweet sign-up bonus. So once again, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Some more Big Ten in the NFL talk with our guy, Daniel Wade, the host of Locked On Chargers. He said he's going to speak to Andrew Wade about Iowa's Nick Neiman, who the Chargers selected. Wade and Wade, we're talking Big Ten, we're talking Chargers, we're talking football, we're talking offensive linemen, we're talking linebackers. That's what the Big Ten is about. We continue our conversation about where the Chargers found their talent in the Big Ten Conference. The third and final pick out of the Big Ten Conference that the Chargers went with in the 2021 NFL draft was Nick Neiman, the linebacker out of Iowa. His brother Ben plays in the AFC West, Ben Neiman for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Sixth round pick, first pick of that sixth round. What did you make of the selection by the Chargers to get Neiman?
I mean, what I took it as is was really emphasizing getting better on special teams. And I don't think that's necessarily the only role he's going to play, but I mean, I would be lying if I didn't tell you I was shocked to see what that guy's relative athletic score was this year. I mean, the guy absolutely blew it out of the water at his pro day. And I mean, you see that, and you see the Chargers having the worst special teams unit in 2020 by far in the NFL. I mean, one of the worst special team units that we've seen. At some point, you have to draft players specifically for that. And for the Chargers, I would also say that day one he comes in, he's a special teams player. I mean, that's where he's going to make his bread and butter. But at the same time, a couple of years ago with Drew Tranquil coming from Notre Dame, I mean, that's where he started. I mean, he had to play all special teams. He wasn't sniffing the field defensively, blocks a couple punts, really shows out on special teams. And now he's, you know, slated to be the starting inside linebacker this year. So when I watched Nick Neiman on tape, I mean, I was surprised that he wasn't getting a little bit more hype. I mean, just because he might be a little bit smaller to play that position, but with the athletic scores and just his, you know, instinctive abilities, I mean, the read and react, the filling the gaps, the discipline, I mean, that guy was almost never out of place. So I could see, especially with who the Chargers have right now, I mean, they have a big three of linebackers. They have Kenneth Murray, Drew Tranquil, and Kazir White. Those guys were all on the roster last year, and Nick Vigil and Denzel Perryman, guys that have left in free agency, still played major roles. So for the Chargers, yes, I think you're getting a guy that can come in and impact special teams from day one, but it would be naive to think that he's not going to find himself onto the field at some point just because of injuries, because of the depth they have at that position. And I think, you know, it's hard because Iowa basically just had him drop into like a hook zone every single time lining up in like the nickel, you know? So like, it's hard to really know what you're getting from him. You know, pass coverage wise, I think he had one career pass breakup and it was a pick six, right? So when he has the ball in his hands, he's dangerous now. But I mean, you don't really know what you're getting him from that aspect, but just for a guy who comes in, knows everything, you know, is a really intellectual player, knows where he needs to be, isn't going to come in and blow things for you and blow his assignment defensively. I think those are the kind of guys that you like to stash in the sixth round and say, hey, this guy is going to fly down the field like his hair is on fire, because running in a straight line is something he does very well. And he's also going to be a guy that might develop into something more for us and add depth at the position.
Nick Neiman was a third-team All-Big Ten selection in the 2020 football season. And like you mentioned, Daniel, his athletic scores at that pro day for Iowa left a lot of people thinking, oh, maybe this guy's a little better than we gave him credit for. A very Big Ten draft, in my opinion, out of the LA Chargers to go with two offensive linemen and a linebacker from Iowa. That's about as Big Ten as Big Ten gets. So a great, great breakdown of what those Charger selections now present for that LA organization, three of them coming from the Big Ten Conference. And I know now, Daniel Wade, that we are going to flip the script a little bit here. But before we do that, I say thank you for coming on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Incredible insight.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited to add some Big Ten beef to this team. I mean, they can definitely use it. I'm pretty excited about all the guys they got.
So many thanks to both of my guests on today's 2 for Thursday AFC West special, the host of Locked On Broncos, Cody Rourke, and the host of Locked On Chargers, Daniel Wade. Both of them do a great job, tremendous work across the Locked On NFL channel of podcasts. They keep everything right with you to follow along with their favorite teams, the Denver Broncos and the Los Angeles Chargers. If you want news outside of the NFL draft or across the entire sporting landscape, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts like Cody Rourke and like Daniel Wade. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You know, I had so much fun doing a 2-for episode once again. We might round out the week looking back at the 2021 NFL draft with another 2-for on a Friday. Nonetheless, whether it's a 2-for or whether it's not, we'll look back one final time at the 2021 NFL draft to cap off the week on tomorrow, Friday's episode. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday. Mm-hmm.